I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Halloween has become one of our most popular holidays. It's estimated Americans will spend over $8 billion on decorating, making costumes, and having parties this year, and the common pumpkin is often at the center of all this activity. We've all carved jack-o'-lanterns before, but if you want to step up your pumpkin decorating game this Halloween and carve like the pros, follow these tips. First, select the right pumpkin. Fruits with a green stem are fresher and will stay firm longer. Find a pumpkin with a flat or slightly rounded side that will be perfect for carving. Instead of cutting open the top to clean out the insides, carve a hole in the back of the pumpkin. Leaving the top intact will help keep the pumpkin structurally sound longer. Before carving, wash the skin with a 10% bleach solution to disinfect it. Plan your carving masterpiece in advance. Draw the design on paper first or buy a pumpkin carving kit template. Instead of just using a kitchen knife to carve, also use lemon zesters, vegetable peelers, and melon ballers. Or break out the power tools. Use drills and handsaws to carve pumpkins quickly and decisively. When done, rub petroleum jelly on the cut surfaces to delay dehydration of your creation. Consider experimenting with other fruits and veggies when carving. Certainly, winter squash make fun jack-o'-lanterns, but have you ever tried carving citrus, such as oranges and grapefruits, for a subtropical Halloween look? Once you're all done, instead of using candles to illuminate your pumpkin, try Christmas or LED lights for a more modern effect. With a little attention to details and some experimenting, your neighbors may be talking about your jack-o'-lanterns for years. Now for this week's tip. Cut back perennial flowers, even if they're still green, to clean up the garden in fall. Consider leaving the black seed heads of Rudbeckia flowers for an interesting winter look. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about creative things to do with your leaves. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.